Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories, I'm Andy Zaltzman. Now, we all get wrapped up in our own lives now and again, but in August 2010, Bashar al-Assad finally went crazy enough for the international community to start taking notice, and that is a disappointingly high bar. Here I am with John Oliver and the top story from issue 165 of The Bugle.
Top story this week, question mark! Well, Andy, if you live in America, it's hard to imagine that anything has happened in the world this week other than the Republican presidential candidates going to Iowa, stroking cows, clapping in time awkwardly while Mike Huckabee shreds out some licks on his bass guitar, and being forced to eat deep-fried butter on a stick. They did that, Andy. The Iowans did that. In their ongoing pursuit to lower the culinary bar for humanity, they invented deep-fried butter on a stick. That tightening in your chest right now might well be the beginnings of you experiencing a sympathy heart attack. With the advent of molecular gastronomy, with the pioneering chefs of El Bulli in Spain and Heston Blumenthal's Fat Duck in England, clearly the good people of Iowa State Fair have said, well, when everyone else yings, let us yang. Let us take food back to its elemental source. Something that isn't so much cuisine as it is a suicide attempt. It is, at the very least, tangible self-harm. But you know what? Credit to Iowa, Andy, because I think they may have finished what you can possibly fry now. When you are frying butter on a stick, let's not forget the stick, I just don't know if you have any more digestive mountains left to climb.
Have you tried this, John?
No, I haven't. It's really unbelievable. They basically literally put a stick of butter on a stick, wrap it in some kind of cinnamon batter, plunge it into fat, take it out, and then hand it to a child. And then I imagine, look away from the how much Medicare costs in America.
This is just like a very slow-acting bullet, essentially.
But incredibly, things have been happening that aren't a depressing dance of candidates pandering to their electorate 15 months away from the election that they wish to stand in. So, top story this week, Syria! And there have been some important developments in Syria over the last week. First, it seems the President Assad has turned up his batshit behaviour to MadCon 1 on the crazy scale. The Syrian army has been battering cities across the nation, with particular attention paid to the city of Hama. And that attention isn't making them feel special as much as it is making them feel f***ing terrified. And the second and arguably more important development in terms of the future of Syria is that it seems the international community and Arab neighbours are going to stop putting on a pair of pirate's eye patches and turning two blind eyes to the horrors going on there.
It does seem at last that the international community has sprung into action on Syria like a coiled courgette. blasting out of its starting blocks like a pensioner suffering a major stroke at the start of a 100-metre race, charging out of the traps like a freshly dismembered greyhound after a rabbit, and shooting up the trouser leg of condemnation like a comatose ferret after an overdose of Mogadon. We are taking a stand, John, against Bashar al-Assad, an honours graduate from the University of Despotic C***ery. He's been clinging onto power like a drowning glutton clinging onto the Titanic's meat larder. But now, just 5 very short months after the uprising started, and after previously only having gone as far as to criticise Assad for being a little over-enthusiastic, the governments of America, Britain, France, Germany and Canada have called for him to go. Even Switzerland, John, has taken action. Switzerland has recalled its ambassador and condemned the violence. Come on, Assad! The f***ing Swiss are prepared to get off their neutrally coloured backsides and call you out. They think you're worse than Hitler! Wake up and smell the coffee machine before it smashes you in the face.
It's true. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah himself urged Damascus to stop the killing machine and the bloodshed before it's too late. And in terms of traditionally muted Saudi-Syrian relations, that isn't so much a slap to the face as it is a slap to the balls. Kuwait told Syria that the military option must be halted, and Bahrain called for a resort to reason. Even British Foreign Secretary William Hague said, "We must not watch in silence while hundreds are killed and thousands more detained and tortured," before saying, "Seriously, we should at least turn up the volume on the TV or something. Maybe turn on some loud music. I just don't want to sit here in silence anymore. The screaming makes me almost feel guilty about not doing anything. I can't do nothing in silence anymore. Although I think I could still do nothing to loud Lionel Richie music. Party, fiesta, forever, all night long, all night, all night, all night long, all night, all night."
John, was that your impression of William Hague doing an impression of Lionel Richie?
Yes.
Well, I think that's that's a landmark moment in comedy history.
Right, yeah. 2 degrees of separation from the actual impression. That takes real skill.
I used to have a Lionel Richie joke.
Yeah. Do you want to do it?
Not really, John. It was awful. 11 years ago at the Comedy Zone. That was my banker. Mm-hmm. Dark days. Dark days for comedy. Anyway.
That was a banker in the sense that banking is healthy at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was a troubled bank.
It's always been the case, John, that international politics has been an intricate game of economic Jenga. The unending search for ethical loopholes and cover stories that offer a veneer of morality, governed by diplomatic practicality, commercial expediency, and interests so vested that they simultaneously wear a sleeveless T-shirt-style undershirt in the UK and a snooker-eligible waistcoat in the US. That is a joke about the various meanings of the word vest. Is this
well
on?
Done. Well done.
Is this on? It's been a long month. But at last, John, it's come down to not to a question of ethics, you know, of human rights, democracy, freedom, moral rectitude, or political principle. It's come down to basic calculation of whether the whole Middle East would go completely tits up. And when the moment arises to be appearing to take a principled stand, we all love to appear to take it. And this is that moment, John. This is the moment for us to appear to be giving a shit. And I hope the people of Syria are taking that to heart and gaining courage from our convictions. There are now over 2,000 dead in Assad's clampdown on the democracy fans in his country, and the international reaction has been largely akin to the reaction of someone sitting in a car next to a picnic site, seeing someone else's picnic being inconvenienced by a swarm of wasps, to say, that doesn't look much fun, let's go home and have lunch in front of the Gulf. And until now, the various United Nations irresolutions passed on Syria have been irresolution 1643, which was, oy vey. Oy vey, Assad. Do we make ourselves clear? Followed by Irresolution 1644, which was, stop it now, you're putting us off our food. And more recently, Irresolution 1645, which was, oy, Assad, you little rascal, stop being such a rotter. Why, I oughta, but logistically and financially and politically, I cannot. So we just kind of waited until it seems inevitable that he will finally be toppled. And then, bang, yes, the bastard has to go. We've acted like a school kid, waiting to see whether or not the other kids like Boney M before cracking into a full rendition of Brown Girl in the Ring. And if I'd been you, John, I'd have sung that.
I just, every day, Andy, I'm amazed by your restraint. It's just pure musical discipline. I don't have it.
But what options have been open to the West? Well, I've got the West's economic reserves here. So we're slightly hamstrung by that, frankly, and our military resources have stretched like a hippopotamus ballerina's leotard. And unless we can ask Gaddafi if he'll call a temporary cease being a c**t, and the Taliban if they'll treat themselves to a little holiday and some quality me time, and they have earned it after all, then really, there is absolutely f**k all we can do. Long live diplomacy. And it's amazing seeing the bravery of these people in Syria, and I've been asking my audience at my award-winning Edinburgh show, Bugle Show of the Fringe 2011, if they'd have the bravery to do the same. And almost no one seems to think that they would. And it kind of shows that we've been lucky in this country. We've not really been put in a life or death position of protest against the government in this country, at least not since 1939, when the government involved was the German government. So we should count our lucky stars, frankly.
Well, I know exactly what you're thinking now after listening to that. You're thinking, I want to know what's happening in the world now, not in 2011. Well, try listening to the Bugle from right now in 2023, or whatever future year of history you're listening to this. Available on the internet.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.